The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It's Monday, February 13th, 2012, and you have with you today yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we got a lot of stuff to hit real quick, and I want to get to it as soon as we can, but I did want to let you know that if you'd like to go ahead and check out my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, that's double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook, or you can go to my Twitter and follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. On Twitter, follow me at BradleyDean1, as well as if you'd like to be a part of the show, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, again, for the sake of time, let's kick this as soon as possible. Just this last week, I was going to play it for you last week, and then we ran out of time as usual. And in process of that, I just thought to myself, well, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and play it for Monday. Now, what it is I found this last week. It was a radio program. I don't even know where it was, but it was some whack out there, and I just thought it was great for because of all the time that they actually put into this piece mocking me. But what's interesting, folks, is notice these radicals, how they mock God, how they mock our veterans, how they mock our Constitution. Just listen carefully, and what they're mocking here, folks, is me suing MSNBC, Rachel Maddow. What they didn't do is they didn't call and ask me anything, so they just, you know, decided to conglomerate a piece and throw it out there as fact, when in fact there's no facts in their supposed facts, like everything else that they do. So in saying that, folks, just listen carefully, have fun with it, but pay attention to how much time they put into this piece, mocking who we are as a country. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the Minnesota House of Representatives, here to offer the prayer to open the session. Put your hands together and make some authentic Gopher State noise for that heavy metal preacher, Bradley Dean.
Minnesota legislature, let's hear it. Okay, then. Are you ready to do some praying? Alrighty, then. Oh, sure. Okay, this prayer goes out to all that sweet Minnesota Wang gang, let's do it. Okay, here we go.
Oh, God.
Dearest Lord Father, dude, you totally rule in heaven. First of all, thank you for having the Republicans in the Minnesota legislature ask yours truly to give this year prayer. And thank you, Lord, for the help and support of Michelle Bachman, who is a total real. The R stands for representative. You invented arithmetic. You do the math. Oh, and thank you for this most excellent tracksuit. You like this? And my bitch and ponytail, too. And thank... What? Oh, yeah, and thank you for your son, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Merciful Father, you have revealed to us not only the inequity of the gays, but the fact that the average gay will molest 117 people. Thanks, Lord, for being that specific. You invented arithmetic. You ought to know. Lord, to battle that kind of gayitude, we ask that you grant us enough money to hire a publicist, especially one who knows social media, and maybe one, you know, who can get me a promotional deal with the Zildjian people so I can get free symbols. Yeah. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who not only died for our sins, but then got totally dissed by Barack Obama by being all Muslim and stuff, which I can only mention so I can ask you to forgive him, if you want to. That's up to you. It's your call, Lord. Amen! And I hope, Lord, you'll be good enough to show up at our Fly Fishers for Christ event in the Wagon Wheel Room at the Cracker Barrel at 494 Minnetonka later today. Thank you!
Isn't that cute?
Good night!
Isn't that cute? No, what they did is they actually took my prayer from the prayer that I did down at the state legislature there May 20th last year. And what they did is they took that. And, folks, if you ever get some time, just go online and check it out because the prayer is totally constitutional. It totally honors our veterans, our heritage, the inscriptions on the building at the state capitol, so on and so forth. But what's interesting about this more than anything is look at the mockery. The outright disdain and contempt for who we are as a Christian nation.
No respect for Christ.
None.
No
zero zilch. Well, they're mocking the prayer.
Exactly.
And the prayer has everything to do with honoring our veterans.
Yep, but it shows also, too, they have no concern for Christ whatsoever. It's kind of like...
Well, that's why they do what they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're criminals. And what do criminals do? They mock society's laws. And see, the problem with the American people is that their compassion is a weakness that their enemies do not and will not share. Because they have to understand criminals thrive on the indulgences of society's understandings, just like this president and his administration.
That's right.
Because the corrupt depend upon you, America, and your ignorance of the Constitution and the embodiments of its laws. They expect you. They lean into your compassions. Mm-hmm. And people in America still have not figured out that them people don't think like me and you think.
That's right. That's right.
If that wasn't the case, then why is it that they don't understand? No.
You know, and something, too, to that topic is they depend upon your compassions. But as I was just pondering last night and I was discussing with my wife, we have this misconstrued misconception of what really love is. It's not compassion, really. It's lack of love. You have a lack of desire to stand up for what men have bled and died for. You have a lack of desire to stand up for what Christ ultimately died for and what he sanctified for. So don't confuse your compassion as some kind of pallid emotion that brings no resolve. Compassion is actually what Christ showed when he died for our sins, but not so that we continue in sin.
That's right.
And that's the same thing on our end. It's a lack of love, folks. You have no respect under the blood if you allow men like this to trample it under.
Let me take it over to a quote that Samuel Adams said.
Yeah,
he was one of the sons of liberty. He said this concerning the veterans.
That's right.
He said, contemplate the mangled bodies of your countrymen and then say, what should be the reward of such sacrifices? Bid us in our posterity bow the knees, supplicate the friendship and the plow and sow, and reap to glut the avarice of the men who have let loose on us the dogs of war to riot in our blood and hunt us from the face of the earth. He says, if you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude, than the animated contest of freedom, go from us in peace. See, folks, go from us in peace if you don't understand that.
Yep.
Just do yourself a favor. We'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. One more shout out, folks. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to know who we are online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. I also wanted to tell you thank you very much, folks, for the response, the friend requests, so on and so forth, your comments, the things that you share with me. I really do appreciate you responding in such a fashion as you have. So I did want to give you a high five on that. So again, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Right before the break, we were playing a piece of the younger generation basically mocking everything that we are, from God to Christ to our fallen heroes, our veterans, and even so far as to basically tread underfoot the Constitution in which men died for, and in spiritual matters, what Christ died for. And when we played that piece, that was actually a prayer they were mocking that I gave at the legislature in the state of Minnesota, which got national news. As a matter of fact, Beck even picked it up on the Blaze. But with that, Jake, what did you want to say about that?
I was just going to say, we have copies of that available. So, folks, those of you that haven't seen it, and a lot of you have,
it's great
a lot
stuff.
Of our listeners have, we have Prayer That Rocks the Capitol DVDs. If you call right now, we'll give you a complimentary DVD, 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Bradley did a prayer at the state legislature, and I encourage you to listen to this because this is what we need preachers to be doing across
folks,
this country.
And let me Yeah, let me just rest assured, folks, that this video is not about me just standing down while they're having fun mocking
right.
me. It has nothing to do with that. Actually, it's contrary.
Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't
it's actually
mock.
Taking it to them right. and actually showing them who they are and show you how the American people that will not be ruled by God or law in any sense of the word or who we are as a people, how they react when someone does tell them the truth, because they're used to politicians
that's right.
who are a bunch of diplomats. Mm-hmm. And what did Ben Franklin say about diplomacy? He said, it's seduction in another guise. Mm-hmm. And they're not used to people telling them things black and white. And it's a great documentary. It really is. I just sent it out to an attorney here in the state of Minnesota, and he sent it back and said, this is greatly you know, the way that you put this thing together is great. Well, how couldn't it be? I mean, we have one of the best editors in the nation who worked with Steven Spielberg, who actually threw it together, folks. So that would give you some kind of a gauge as to how you would gauge this video and the quality of it. But if you'd like to check that out, please do give us a call. Right before the break, I was giving you the quote by Samuel Adams, who was actually one of the Sons of Liberty. And listen to what he said concerning our veterans and concerning what a patriot really is. Just listen to the wording carefully. Contemplate the mangled bodies of your countrymen and then say, what should be the reward of such sacrifices? Bid us in our posterity, bow the knee, supplicate the friendship and the plow and sow and reap to glut the avarice of the men who have let loose on us the dogs of war and riot in our blood and hunt us from the face of the earth. He said, if you love wealth better than you love liberty, the tranquility of servitude than an animated contest of freedom, he said, go from us in peace. Because we don't ask for your counsels or arms. He said, crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains sit lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever their countrymen. That is awesome. You know what we do today in America, folks? Instead of standing up for and fighting, some of us, I shouldn't say us, I don't want to be lumped in with that lot, but some of the people in America, you know what they do to honor the sacrifice of our veterans? They just have a parade for them rather than fight for them and honor them. They just have a parade to appease their consciences and to satisfy themselves.
Or make a monument, right?
Monument's great, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, rather than a movement.
That's right.
Yeah, we don't want the movement, but we like the statues.
That's right. Look what we did for your sacrifices. A nice statue, a little pond next to it. People can reflect.
Real quick, Romney.
He's still running?
Dude, this is just, it's so bad. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney won the Conservative Political Action Conference straw poll on Saturday. Romney won 38% of the CPAC straw poll votes. Rick Santorum coming in second at 31. Isn't that kind of bizarre, folks, that Rick Santorum just won four states? At this time, Romney only won three. But Fox News and the conservatives are still talking about how Romney's their man as he's pimping them out and selling their soul. Look what I can do for you financially, not morally, because Romney doesn't want you to look at his record, how he's pro-gay, how he's pro-gay marriage, how he's pro-abortion, how he's totally Romney care, which preceded Obamacare. He's totally anti-gun rights. But now all of a sudden, Romney's just what everybody wants him to be. Now, what's interesting about this straw poll and how it was won this week, the result came despite what has been a weaker conservative response to Romney than Santorum, who has little to prove as a conservative and Catholic who has strong evangelical support. Mm-hmm. Romney said in his speech Friday at CPAC that he is severely conservative.
Oh, severely.
Have you ever heard a candidate say that he was severely conservative? He's just trying to push it the right way now, just a little bit further so people, he's trying to balance it off.
Trying to make up for something.
That's
there,
exactly right.
Mitty?
Right.
Or Harold, what's his name? Willard?
Willard. Yeah. Romney's speech to CPAC on Friday, in which he described himself as a severely conservative governor of Massachusetts. Yet in the 2002 Massachusetts governor's race, he said, I think people recognize that I am not a partisan Republican. Romney told a reporter after a rally in Worcester that I am someone who is moderate and that my views are progressive. Number one, folks, just think about this. How did he become the governor of a blue state, a Democratic state, and a liberal state if he wasn't one of them? That's the first question I want to ask you. The second question I want to ask you is how all of a sudden – oh, here, by the way, here, I'll give you a little quote from his former advisor, Mike Murphy, how they're trying to get things on the other side of the spectrum now because he's been busted again. But former advisor Mike Murphy on Romney's pro-life position, speaking of abortion, he said he's been a pro-life Mormon, faking it as a pro-choice friendly.
Oh.
No. Wait a second. He said this 12-14-05. He said he's been a pro-life Mormon faking it as a pro-choice friendly. In other words, he just told the people of Massachusetts what they wanted to hear so he could become the governor. Well, what's he telling you today? I don't know.
Maybe he's faking some other stuff that he's saying now.
Okay, check this out. Romney had to spend much more for his 38% victory than Santorum had to fight for his 31%. Romney's votes were bought. Santorum's votes were granted. Mm-hmm. They're genuine. Sorry. But listen to this piece real quick from Santorum. And, folks, I really hate saying this, but I told you so with Romney. Folks, we were telling you 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks before this ever came out that there was no difference between Romney and Obama. We told you that. All right, here we go again. Folks, there's fraud involved. I just wanted to tell you. Just like in Iowa, I told you that there was fraud involved, and nobody believed that. And then Saturday of that week, it comes out that Santorum won because there was suspected fraud in Iowa. Well, they went and corrected that problem. Yeah. It's going on in Maine, too, as well, folks. And CPAC, wow, all these conservatives give Rick Santorum a standing ovation. He wins four states. And here comes Romney, and he wins the straw poll at CPAC. Boy, that's just really bizarre to me. What's going on? Well, besides the fact that he bought and paid for his votes, there was some things that people really needed to understand here that they didn't want to hear. But you know what? All of a sudden, here comes Rick Santorum. Mm-hmm. And Rick wants to tell you something, folks. So go ahead and check this out really quick. And then I'll come back and I'll be sarcastic for a couple more minutes because I told you, folks. I did tell you.
You know, those straw polls at CPAC, as you know, for years, Ron Paul has won those because he just trucks in a lot of people, pays for their ticket, and they come in and vote, and then they leave. And I'm not, you know, we didn't do that. We don't do that. I don't try to rig straw polls. I know that there was some unhappiness at the announcement. Well, you have to talk to the Romney campaign and how many tickets they buy. We've heard all sorts of things. But you know what? Those straw polls are, in my mind, you know, they were important last year when we weren't voting. But states are voting right now. And we had a great week where we had thousands of people voting, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands voting. And we defeated Governor Romney by 30 points in the state of Missouri, almost 30 points in Minnesota. And in a state where no one, in the most recent poll the day before the election, had us down 14 in Colorado. And our people turned out. And we didn't pay them to turn out. They turned out because they were excited about our campaign. And we were able to defeat them in Colorado. And we feel very, very good.
You mentioned twice that you didn't pay for votes in these caucuses. So I have to go back to, do you have any, someone clearly is telling you that they think Mitt Romney's team, at least, paid for folks to go and vote for him at the straw poll.
Okay, stop. Folks, it even gets better than that. It gets better than that. Because we all know with Romney, outside of him getting the same funding from Obama's people, mm-hmm. you know how Obama does it. You know, he pays those people to come in buses, unions.
Yeah.
And they don't know what they're actually protesting, but they're paid to come in and protest, like CPAC just this week.
Tell me, boss, what am I supposed to do?
Outside that is record, Romney's record is that of Obama's. It's the same thing, yeah. Two sides of the same coin. Outside of criminal George Soros saying that Obama and Romney are the same thing. Now everybody's starting to talk this, right? I want to play a piece for you right when we come back because this might help you understand how Romney won the straw poll because maybe Obama's people helped him along. I don't know. You decide, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Removed from the busy downtown, but within walking distance of the White House and the National Mall, the DoubleTree Washington is perfect for visiting the sites and monuments, or for just enjoying the fashionable DuPont Circle. Admire the architecture, while away the hours in a cafe, or stroll the tree-lined streets. DoubleTree Washington will be there to welcome you with our caring staff and warm cookie. Spring promotions are now being published as low as $119. Get yours now, or, like the cherry blossoms, they'll be gone quickly.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendo. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. One more shout out, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to look at our little faces, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, folks, I know you're sitting down. If you're driving, I know you're just hanging on to every word that I'm saying right now because it's pretty important and it's stuff you need to hear. And you're going to hear it. Oh, just slow your roll, dog. I'm going to play it for you. How did Romney win that CPAC anyways? Isn't that kind of bizarre? Because we just seen Rick Santorum sweep three states. Mm-hmm. And on top of that was Iowa. And then here comes Missouri, Colorado, Minnesota. And he was winning by 30 points. Not 1 point, not five yeah. points, not 7 points.
Not just eking by.
30 points. And then all of a sudden, Rick Santorum gets this standing ovation from all these good conservatives there. Mm-hmm. And here comes Romney after the fact. And after he gets done talking, it's like, wait, everybody's trying to figure out, how did this guy win the straw poll? Well, here, let me help you out a little bit. George Soros said, right before the break, I'm just reiterating for you folks, that Romney and Obama are the same. Well, as a matter of fact, folks, if you do a little more homework and pull the curtain back a little more, you'll find out that they're getting funding from the same people. We can see the records are no different for the most part. Just pull the curtain back. That's all you have to do, folks. When something's not right, guess what? Your gut's probably telling you it's not right. Romney wins. And then, by the way, here comes Sarah Palin. I don't know what the big deal with Sarah Palin is, folks. That's just my personal opinion. She comes along and asks the same question. He just can't get over that hump. No, because he's not what he's trying to be, and everybody knows that.
That's right.
Okay? So Anyways, in saying that, let's go back to this piece here. And this might help you understand how Romney helped push things forward just a little bit more than the average Joe to win the straw poll that day. If he wasn't paying for him, maybe he had some help from, I don't know, maybe it's just me, Obama's buddies. You think? Listen to this.
So what are you guys protesting here for?
I don't know why you stopped me. I don't know.
You don't know what you're protesting? Do you want to talk on camera?
No comment.
This is
no
outside comment. Of CPAC, folks.
Hey, look, I ain't going to have nothing nice to say about Local 100. So yeah.
About what?
This whole situation.
Are you getting paid right now?
Yeah, we all getting paid for this. Yeah.
How much are you guys getting paid?
It's like $60 per head.
Are you serious? Yeah. How did they find you?
I mean, basically, we are all the people who are, like, out of work right now, who are on the bench, who haven't been out of work for about a year or two, something like that. So, yeah.
They just found you guys?
Nah, it's a list. It's a list.
It's just a list of people?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
This is basically all the people who have been out of work for a while, for the local. That's who we are.
And you're part of a union, though?
Yeah.
And do you know what you guys are, like, what this is?
Nah, I have
You don't know what this event is, CPAC?
They just told me you want to make $60, so come on.
Okay, wow. What's your name?
Peebles. Jose Peebles.
Jose Peebles. Okay, and are all these people are paid?
Yeah. You said all of them are getting paid?
See, folks?
Yeah.
The bottom line is they can't get people to protest for what they say they believe in, so therefore they got to be paid to do their biddings.
Yep.
So the real question is who are these people? Well, we know they're paid to go protest an event that they don't even know what they're protesting for.
They have a clue.
But that's not happening. That's happening in some third world country. No, this is happening in the United States of America, and it's bought and paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, will you throw that quote back up there again? I want you to listen carefully, folks. When I said what I said prior to what I said, and prior to what I said before I said prior to what I said that I said, did you get that?
It's been said a couple times. Said on top of said.
That's right.
Before I said.
That's right, and that's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
I'm following.
I meant it.
I'm with you.
Criminals mock society's laws. America, your compassion is a weakness that your enemies do not and will not share. Criminals thrive on the indulgence of society's understandings. In other words, oh, they would never do anything like that. Oh, they are doing that. Folks, the corrupt depend upon you and your ignorance of the Constitution and the embodiment of its laws. If you don't know the law, and there is no law, then there is no transgression. Nobody's doing anything wrong.
Uh-huh. I just want to bring something up,
please,
too, just to go on to the CPAC thing. A few months ago, they did that Christian Values Conference or something in D.C. I can't recall the exact name. Tony Perkins and the gang got together and they did it.
Yep.
Ron Paul trucked in a whole bunch of his people, just like Rick Santorum just said.
Yep.
They all voted Ron Paul won the straw poll. So Tony Perkins got up, explained the whole situation, and told everybody how Ron Paul didn't actually win this. He just trucked his people in here. It was fabricated. Same situation. Now we're talking CPAC.
Mm-hmm.
Different candidates, though. Ron Paul did not truck his people in here. Mitt Romney obviously did.
Yeah.
And he
spent some money on it. Let's be careful not to make a comparison between Romney and Ron Paul.
No.
Because we went, remember that one debate that we went, actually, we went to see Ron Paul,
mm-hmm.
what was it, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
That guy had, within a week's notice, the legit people.
Mm-hmm.
He had over 3,000 to 5,000 people at
that
event.
And I want to say something to you, too. I know a lot of these Ron Paul people, and they're not getting paid. The point I'm trying to make is that they made a big deal about the fact that Ron Paul's supporters turned out to vote for him. But yeah, nobody's talking about the fact that Romney is paying folks, buying their tickets
because
to come
Romney
for this.
Would never do anything like
and
that,
and I can
Jake.
Promise you, too, Ron Paul's people probably paid their own. They didn't have Ronnie pay them, but Romney has them pay them. And nobody peeps that he won by a slim margin of 7% here.
That's right.
Rick Santorum not paying for any. I'd be ashamed
Hang
of myself
on a second, though.
If I won
Romney's self-sufficient. Ron Paul is people-sufficient.
That's right.
Big difference.
That's exactly right. But yet, you see,
and so is Rick.
You see the establishment people going after guys like Rick Santorum or Ron Paul. They won't say a word, though, when Romney uses the same tactics they accuse others of using.
Yep.
Incidentally, Mr. Obama, as he has protesters outside of CPAC paying him $60 a head to protest.
Yeah.
And it's no big deal. We're supposed to just buy that Romney won that again? I'm
now,
glad
we all
folks
know,
you
we,
think.
We all know Obama wants Romney there.
Of course he does.
Because he wants you to give everything away so he can go another 4 years.
Mm-hmm. And those
that's the bottom line.
Those that put Obama there would love to have Romney there, too, because, again, we've said it many times, same ideals, same principles, different party.
They brothers.
Different skin color.
They straight dog. They brothers, man.
That's right.
The only difference between Romney and Obama is what? the color of their skin.
That's right.
Folks, I got to bring you to another situation. I told you so. And I tell you so. Folks, I'm just highly offended at this next topic. I mean, to the point of I'm offended. I don't know what else to say. Do you guys know in Los Angeles, the twisted teacher accused of spoon-feeding? I'm not even going to say it. To elementary school students, is stuck in jail for the foreseeable future. A Los Angeles County judge jacked his bail from $23 million mm-hmm. from his initial $2.3 million Wednesday at the request of prosecutors.
You got it.
Good for them.
That's right.
Isn't that justice?
Yes, it is justice.
Yeah. I like that. Folks, did you guys know that just Sandusky this week gets permission from judge to visit with his grandkids? I try to tell you, folks. Sandusky can go outside and view children at the elementary school behind his house, the judge mm-hmm. said. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Sandusky can now drive to his lawyer's office and hang out with his attorney. This judge also denied prosecution requests for a jury made up of the people from outside the case rather than them that are close to the case. Mm-hmm. And why would prosecution do that? Well, do you remember the last judge, Leslie Duchcott, who released Sandusky with only $100,000 bail? She was a volunteer with Second Mile.
Oh, yeah.
See how that works? Yeah, just forget about that.
Don't
forget about that.
Don't think.
That judge... she's been removed. She mm-hmm. didn't recuse herself, by the way. She was removed. She turned down prosecution's request for a $500,000 request. What people need to keep in mind, folks, is that Sandusky is charged with 52 criminal counts stemming from accusations he molested 10 boys with eyewitnesses from 94 to 2008. That's pretty interesting. I mean, this guy gets busted for one offense, and he's got a $23 million bail on him. And I told you people, when this Sandusky thing came forth, there's going to be a major cover-up attempt because there's no difference between this and Boys Home in Omaha, Nebraska, in the 80s and in the 90s. It's just shifted. As a matter of fact, some of the guys that's been busted in Penn State, now that Paterno's dead?
Yeah.
They're asking that the case completely be dismissed because he's no longer around. And that kind of reminds me of Ray Gakkar, the county prosecutor who disappeared back in the day, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when he began to investigate Jerry Sandusky in Penn State.
Mm-hmm. And his laptop was gutted.
But guys, it's only 52 counts.
That's right. Don't think.
And the judge comes in and says he can go hang out with his grandchildren now.
Yeah. Judge will take care
just
of it.
Folks, forget about the eyewitnesses. Forget about the oral sex that he was having on fatherless boys, 10 and 11 years old. And also them little kids force oral sex on him. Or else, he said, or else I'm going to send you home, said Jerry Sandusky. Oh, just keep this in mind too, folks. Jerry Sandusky, when this is being read off by the judge, it's almost like he kind of knew what was going on. You want to know why?
Mm-hmm.
He was laughing and joking in court. Isn't that interesting? No consequence. But folks, don't worry about it. It's FBI Director Louis Freeh, he's now in charge.
Louis. He must have
he's
a good
background.
He's
been hired to uncover the truth about horrific child sex abuse crimes in State College, Pennsylvania. Freeh, you may recall, served as FBI Director during the Clinton administration and was in leadership spot during the 1995 Alfred P. Murrah building bombing. He was also involved in Waco in 1993 and Ruby Ridge in 1992, where the federal government was actually charged mm-hmm. for crimes against that family at Ruby Ridge.
That's right.
And by the way, the shooters that killed the wife and the kid, they were promoted in 1992. Oh, and don't forget about the death of the White House counsel Vince Foster in 1993. Folks, if you haven't seen Clinton Chronicles, you got to check it out. There's a lot of blood on their hands.
Yes, sir.
But don't worry about the Sandusky case, folks. Freeh's in charge mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. He tapped a lead into Penn State's investigation into the child sex abuse allegations against Sandusky and perhaps others. But don't worry about it, guys.
Don't worry about
them fatherless kids
right.
that are going to a justice system that's not producing mm-hmm. anything but criminal behavior.
Yep.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to know who we are, check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got one more segment coming up.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 or go online sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
I wonder what's wrong. I mean, I got to ask the question, what is the problem? Folks, right before the break, I was talking about Sandusky. He goes and to the judge, and the judge just basically gives him everything that he wants, and he's laughing and joking in court. And the man's he's charged with 52 criminal counts stemming from molestation of 10 boys. All, by the way, which were in the second mile from 1994 to 2008. I told you they're going to attempt to cover this up. Why would they have to run anymore if they have Mr. Freeze, former FBI director, Louis Free?
Yeah. And you've got to, I mean, the big picture, the overall picture is this is not just Sandusky. We're talking about an organization that started in 77. You had judges volunteering for it. You had presidents of the United States, like George Bush. Who
yeah, saying it was a beacon of light.
A beacon of light, a beacon of hope across the country as a nonprofit.
Yeah.
You have major players involved in this charity.
Yeah.
And this isn't even about Sandusky.
And he went from like zero to $3.2 million in a short amount of time because there's that he's also suspect of pimping these little fatherless kids out.
These are the details, folks.
That's right. There's a lot more to this picture. Jerry Sandusky is dangerous, folks. He's laughing about it because he knows he's got people inside, the fox and the chicken coop, helping him cover things up.
Mm-hmm.
This will not fly, America, if you don't let it fly.
That's right. And you know what? And it doesn't fly in the eyes of God. I'm thinking of scripturally speaking where the Lord says it's better to cast a millstone around your neck.
Amen.
When God said, woe unto you to the scribes and the Pharisees, he was pronouncing a judgment and a curse. He was saying, God damn you.
Literally.
And that is exactly what men like this start up little charities so they can solicit little boys that don't have any father figure in their life, have no strength in their life, so they can make them a prey. And then you have institutions and government institutions and workers for the state, federal, and county levels that are volunteering for an organization that are willing to cover up for it. Yeah. Then you have a coach.
Well, dude, it's a lot bigger than what people think.
Yes, it is.
Again, they think it's the unthinkable, folks.
That's right.
And, as a matter of fact, insiders have said people would never believe this is going on.
That's right.
In a million years. Folks, it is going on. It is happening because you don't think that way.
That's right.
These people think that way. It's that simple. If justice isn't the guardian of liberty, folks, and you allow these soft judges to produce hardened criminals, then what are you going to have left? Because without justice, you're not going to have liberty.
No, you won't.
And these people, and I'll tell you what else you're going to have to do, is you're going to have to lock your doors every time you see one of these old creeps hanging around.
That's right.
And I'll tell you this, too, for the most part, people I know, man, you go ahead and violate their kids, you ain't going to have to worry about them standing in front of a judge, folks, because they won't make it there.
And that's what's part of this sick progressive justice system that you have now. It's social justice. You go over to Greece and you see pedophiles are able to now get benefits for their pedophile nature.
European law, folks. This is European law. This is what some of these judges on the bench, I don't even want to call them judges, these reprobates on the benches are doing. Mm-hmm. They're not legislating. They're completely violating everything that we are.
Yep.
To let a guy like this go and to see the writing on the wall, folks, if you can't see this one for what it is, I want to tell you just down the line when more information comes out, I told you so again. Yep. Listen to what Louis Freeh said. He said, I will personally lead that investigation. The special committee has hired my law firm to conduct a fair and independent investigation. Yeah. Yeah. Alfred P. Murr building bombing, Waco, 93, Ruby Ridge, 92, shooting a mother from somebody's direction when he was the head of the investigation and the director of the FBI, shooting a mother holding a baby and shooting a little boy. They were mocking the little boy's dead body after they killed him. Government officials did, folks. The death of White House Counsel Vince Foster in 1993. And this is the FBI director that was taking these cases on. And now all of a sudden he's in.
Fair and.
Yeah. Wow. Well, folks, if you want to play down to that one, you go ahead. Keep the light on the situation.
That's right.
Let me jump over again. 15,000, real quick, folks. I want to make a good point here. Since 1962 in our country, the divorce rate has been declining prior to 1962. And after 1963, when the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy where few rule over many, they said away with prayer in public schools. They said no to 97% of the American people and 3%. They're not being ruled by law, folks. They're legislating from the bench. It's illegal. Divorce skyrocketed 117%. Birth rates for unwed girls ages 15 to 19 have increased every year and have gone up 553%. And girls as ages 10 to 14, America is number one in the world for violent crimes, up 794 since 1962. America is number one in the world for illegal drug use. Number one in the world for voluntary abortion, Planned Parenthood. Number one in the world for illiteracy, 700,000 students cannot even read their own graduation diplomacies or their diplomas. And in recent years, a White House briefing reported that 700,000 students graduating high school, as I just said, could not even read their own diplomas. Well, why is that? 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources. The Bible is to be found most quoted by our founding forefathers. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible.
That's right.
So we say no to God, and we say yes to whatever we want to do. God said, you don't want to serve me, that's fine. I'll turn your nation into hell. Mm-hmm. Turns into hell. People are still trying to figure out what the problem is. Instead of looking back at history, history is now repeating itself. And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the price of our children.
And the reason history is repeating itself is for the same reason that history did it in history. It's because you forsake the only secure foundation for your rights, and that is God. God is that only foundation. You cast him off, guess what you inherit? The whirlwind. And we're seeing it. And that's what history teaches us. That's what it taught our founding fathers when our founding fathers established what they established in our country.
They always got in trouble. Every single time they departed from the Lord, that's when they got in trouble.
That's right. And it's only a matter of time. You don't depart from the giver of rights. I mean, I'm looking at the quote, administration of justice is the firmest pillar of government. That is the government's job, is to administer justice. If you don't know what the law is, you can't administer justice. If you don't acknowledge the lawgiver, then man becomes your lawgiver.
That's
and you
right.
have judges doing the garbage that they're doing yeah. right now. And nobody becomes safe, because now
that's
it's
right.
up to an arbitrary opinion of a human being.
Yeah.
And that's what's ridiculous in the argument and the debate, that we cast God off. Well, then what do we replace him with?
Yeah.
Our good ideas? You show me where our good ideas have ever worked when they're contrary to the word of God. You just read the stats from 1962. Our country and our society has gone downhill rapidly because the government said we won't acknowledge and protect God-given liberties with God-given law. So they cast it off, and guess what the church did? And this is why the government was able to do it, because the government ultimately is comprised of us, the people. When the church puts it down and says, well, you know, all that judgment stuff, and,
yeah.
and, you know, that's getting really bad. People feel bad about themselves and things yeah. like that. Look, a criminal should feel bad about himself
yeah.
until he reconciles himself to society, then feel good, but not
that's
before
right.
then.
That's right.
Now you've got people going and whining to judges and getting their bail decreased, and now they're able to dictate to the judge what they want to do, like Mr. Sandusky.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do,
laughing
judge.
Laughing in court
laughing
with 52
about
counts of child molestation.
Now, where in the world in a society
I want to make
upright?
A point, though. I want to make a point. I got a friend that's an investigator in the state of Minnesota here.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Bradley, pedophiles are the nicest people, but you can't turn your back on them, he said. He said, and them people, he said, you cannot rehabilitate them people. No. If you look in Scripture, just as you talked about earlier,
yeah.
it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap around their own necks and cast themselves into the sea rather than to violate one of these little ones. God's justice will fall
that's right.
on those people.
And you know, this is good, because people say,
and it should fall on them through God's people, first and foremost.
You know, people say, oh, that's so cruel.
Through his
the,
people.
Cast them into the river, you know, cast them. No, wait a second. Who do you care more about? The victim and those that in the future, if we don't deal with the situation, will be violated? Or do we care about the criminal? And then the question comes back to the American society. Why do you care more for the criminal than you do the victim?
The guy that just killed his two kids
mm-hmm.
and his wife has gone missing? Well, he just got out of prison. He's a repeat offender. The guy that tried to rip off the kid out of Walmart just this week,
mm-hmm.
he just got out of prison. A repeat offender. Who's letting out these offenders?
That's right.
The repeat offenders that are letting out the repeat offenders.
That's right.
These are the people that are soft on justice
that's right.
because they're soft on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't live to the bar of justice in right and wrong to have a free society. Therefore, what they do is they look to create a bureaucracy
that's right.
to go ahead and okay what they do and mm-hmm. what they allow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
the problem.
And what they create then, once they figure out, hey, this is a good deal, this bureaucracy thing. If we create a little more of this, we can get a little bigger bureaucracy
yeah.
and we can benefit off of it.
It's sick.
I mean, you understand
it's
why
I mean,
Christ.
It's sick. These are a bunch of stinking burn hippies from the 60s.
That's right.
That's who they are. Yeah. And these people are in power now. And remember what it was, the motto back in the day, free love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you what, people, it's not
cost.
Free love.
That's right.
If you, want to maintain your liberties, then you're going to have to eternally and vigilantly fight for it and
that's
magnify
right.
it, because you're not going to just, it's not going to just be given
no,
to you.
Not.
Someone has to pay the price. And there's liberty nowhere in the world where someone has not first sacrificed.
That's exactly right.
What do you say?
There is not.
Folks, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check me out on my Facebook, please go to Bradley, double E, Dean, Bradley Dean on Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, BradleyDean1. Follow me on Twitter, BradleyDean1. We will talk to you tomorrow. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. And we'll see you then. See ya.